For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Some schools across Illinois start registering students this week, even though there's still a tiny chance they may not open. Illinois lawmakers included money for schools in the new state budget, but also tied it to a requirement that Governor Rauner must also accept a new school funding formula. The governor hasn't done that, and schools are still waiting for their money. Also, the latest money heading to Illinois social service agencies is coming from Washington, D.C. The money is coming from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, but is earmarked for seniors and people with disabilities who either live on their own or need help living in a community home. In all, nearly 22 local agencies will be seeing a piece of $1 million. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is the Illinois Radio Network. I'm Benjamin Yant. As Illinois schools wait for a school funding plan, one central Illinois senator says schools outside of Chicago shouldn't be begging for scraps. Champaign area Republican Chapin Rose is trying to convince central and southern Illinois school leaders that Governor Bruce Rauner needs to amendatorily veto the Democratic plan that changes how Illinois would pay for schools. Rose has banged the drum against what he says is a $500 million bailout for Chicago schools for months. After an appearance with Governor Rauner yesterday, Rose is trying a new tactic. He's pointing out that the same Democrats who led Illinois schools into proration and missed mandated payments are now championing the Democratic school plan.
What's amazing to me is how many downstate school districts have fallen for this nonsense, just fallen for it.
Rose says the Democratic plan gives schools the scraps from Chicago. He says the Republican plan treats all schools in the state equally. This is the Illinois Radio Network. I'm Benjamin Yant.